The story begins in the early 1950s, when a bright young geologist named Eugene Shoemaker paid a visit to Meteor Crater in Arizona. Today, Meteor Crater is the most famous impact site on Earth and a popular tourist attraction. In those days, however, it didn't receive many visitors and was still often referred to as Barringer Crater, after a wealthy mining engineer named Daniel M. Barringer, who had staked a claim on it in 1903. Barringer believed that the crater had been formed by a 10-million-ton meteor, heavily freighted with iron and nickel, and it was his confident expectation that he would make a fortune digging it out. Unaware that the meteor and everything in it would have been vaporized on impact, he wasted a fortune, and the next 26 years, cutting tunnels that yielded nothing. By the standards of today, crater research in the early 1900s was a trifle unsophisticated, to say the least. The leading early investigator, G.K. Gilbert of Columbia University, modeled the effects of impacts by flinging marbles into pans of oatmeal. For reasons I cannot supply, Gilbert conducted these experiments not in a laboratory at Columbia, but in a hotel room. Somehow, from this, Gilbert concluded that the moon's craters were indeed formed by impacts, in itself quite a radical notion for the time, but that the Earth's were not. Most scientists refused to go even that far. To them, the moon's craters were evidence of ancient volcanoes, and nothing more.